Smear campaigns, mudslinging, twisting the truth. Why do politicians resort to such underhanded tactics? Do they think it really helps their campaign? It's ugly, uncalled for, and deceitful. So why do we allow them to continue? It's time to level the playing field. You want our vote? Then focus on the issues that affect all of us. This election season, advocate for a clean election process. Paid for by the Committee for Cleaner Elections. Jane English for Arkansas State Senate. I want to tell you about the race for State Senate in North Pulaski County and my friend Jane English. Jane English has a heck of a record, one worth us talking about. Jane English has stood up for our veterans, she has been consistently pro-life, and has been there for us to create jobs. Jane English has fought hard to keep taxes low while keeping our state's budget balanced. I'm so proud of Jane English's solid conservative record, and you should be too. Paid for by Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Chandra Levy, daughter, student, public servant, and murder victim. Chandra Levy was raped and murdered in Washington, D.C., and her suspected killer was released by pretrial services. After being released, Chandra Levy's killer is believed to have raped two more women in D.C. Criminal welfare programs are responsible for releasing this cold-blooded killer, and they are responsible for the rapes that followed. Shockingly, Virginia spends tens of millions of our taxpayer dollars each year on government-run criminal welfare programs, just like the one that released the man who was charged with killing Chandra Levy.
She was ranked the most liberal member of Congress, the most liberal voting record of any Wisconsin lawmaker in 40 years. A super liberal. Tammy Baldwin is extreme. Baldwin didn't just support Obamacare. She wanted to go further. I was actually for a government takeover of medicine. A government takeover. Jeopardizing care. Paid for by a huge tax increase. Tammy Baldwin. Too extreme for Wisconsin. Sandy Frohman is not just part of the American gun culture. She's an integral thread in the fabric of firearms history. Though small in stature, she's big on achievements. Past president of the National Rifle Association, first woman president of the NRA Foundation's Board of Trustees, creator of NRA's Refuse to Be a Victim program, developer of the hunting component of NRA's Women on Target initiative, NRA life member and benefactor, past president of the National 4-H Shooting Sports Foundation, chair of NRA's Grassroots Development Committee, chair of NRA's Ways and Means Committee, trustee of the NRA Civil Rights Defense Fund, NRA certified instructor, and longtime benefactor of NRA's charitable and educational programs, to name but a few.